Thanks for downloading this episode of the Ivy Envy podcast. We have something different for you this week. We have two player interviews. I had the opportunity to talk with Jeremy Knoll and Cale Brockmeyer, who are currently with the South Bend Cubs. At the time of this recording, Jeremy Knoll is dominating in the Midwest League. He has a 6-1 record and a 2.01 ERA. He has struck out 47 and walked just 4 batters in 62 2/3 innings. He's walking batters at a 1.6% rate. Knoll was also recently selected to represent South Bend at the 2015 Midwest League All-Star Game. Also representing South Bend is catcher Cale Brockmeyer. Brockmeyer is batting .289 with a .375 on-base percentage. He has hit 5 home runs and he has 25 RBIs. In April, Brockmeyer was named as the Midwest League Player of the Week. I appreciate both of these guys for giving up their time to talk with me. I enjoy the conversations with them, and I think that you will too. So this first conversation that you're going to hear is my interview with Jeremy Knoll. So the MLB draft just took place a week or two ago. You were actually drafted twice. The Mariners drafted you out of high school, and then the Cubs drafted you last year. Can you describe that whole draft experience? And then, you know, what's that day like, and how did the two different drafts differ?
Oh, I mean, out of high school, it was kind of nerve-wracking because, I mean, I was from a small town. Not many people, you know, got drafted out of there, and I had no idea what to expect. I knew I was going to Western Carolina since my sophomore year, so I'd been really set on that. I didn't even really know I was going to get drafted. And then, you know, senior year started, and scouts started coming out, and so I had no idea what to expect going into high school year, so it was nerve-wracking. I had to wait around until the 37th. I mean, it was awesome to get selected, but I had college in mind from the beginning. And this past year was, I mean, not going to say it was easier, but I knew what to expect. I knew the questions that were going to be asked, the questionnaires that were going to be filled out. And I was pretty set on leaving after my junior year, so I was just waiting on somebody to take me. And fortunately, the Cubs did, and, you know, it's been a great experience so far.
So how do you feel like you've developed as a pitcher in this year since joining the Cubs organization?
Oh, I mean, I feel like I've gotten a lot better, developed a lot of my off-speed pitches, and, you know, just I've learned a lot from our pitching coordinators and our pitching coaches, just small things that have, you know, really went a long way with, you know, my mechanics, my performances this year.
So the stat of yours that I enjoy watching the most is obviously the tiny number of walks you issue. You've given up something like 4 walks in 63 innings this season. I assume that command and control, those are two things that you take pride in as a pitcher.
Oh yeah, well, I always tell people, you know, hate throwing balls, hate walking people. You can't defend a walk, and you know, I like to throw a lot of strikes and pound the zone, and you know, I like to pitch to contact and you know, give my defense a chance to make a play. And like I said, you can't defend a walk. It's one of the worst things I think you can do. As a pitcher, is walk people and give them free bases and just get yourself in holes. So, you know, yeah, I do. I take a lot of pride in, you know, throwing a lot of strikes and filling up the zone. And I just try to, every batter, every start I get, to attack the zone and throw as many strikes as possible.
So obviously walking people, that's not an issue for you. Is there something in particular that you would like to improve this season?
Just overall, like more command in my off-speed pitches. You know, I like my slider and changeup, but I feel like I could use them more effectively with, you know, if I controlled them better at times. And, you know, like I said, I usually am ahead of hitters throwing a lot of strikes. So, you know, that could be huge for me getting people out instead of having to throw a slider, you know, unless like a waste pitch, instead of just knowing where it's going the first time and getting it in there.
So this spring was your first spring training experience. You're surrounded, obviously, by a lot of players in the organization. Is there a particular pitcher that influenced you or that you found to be a good resource?
Not so much this year. I mean, all the guys that you play with and stuff, I mean, we talk amongst each other, but we help each other out. You know, tell people what works for us, what works for them, and kind of compare, you know, grips and slots and stuff. And you know, we talk amongst ourselves to get ourselves better, but not one in particular, but there are a lot of guys that, you know, are just open books that are willing to answer whatever you want to ask them, and you know, they're there to help you too. They'll give you their advice on what they think and what works for them.
All right, one last question here. Is there a particular batter in baseball that you're eager to face, either someone in the minors or maybe somebody at the MLB level right now, but just who's the guy that you would like a shot at?
Oh, I mean, you want to pitch to the best. I mean, I'd love to throw against Trout. I mean, see what that would be like. I mean, I feel like as a pitcher and a competitor, you want to throw against the best players in the game and see how you stack up against them.
All right, Jeremy. Well, thanks a lot for talking with me, and I really appreciate it.
Hey, no, man, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, good luck this season.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And here's my conversation with Cale Brockmeyer. Well, Cale, first off, congratulations on being named the Midwest League Player of the Week back in April. That was pretty cool, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was an exciting honor to get that. I know it was good to come out here and start swinging it well, start the season off and get things going on a hot start.
So you're splitting time at first base and catcher. Is there a position that you prefer of the two?
I mean, I like whatever position can keep me in the lineup to swing it, but I've always liked catching, and I've caught, you know, growing up a lot, so I'm hoping to keep doing well behind the plate and be able to stick there, hopefully.
So you hear a lot of people that, you know, players that catch and play other positions, you hear them say that they prefer to catch. You hear that a lot. Is there a reason that the catching position, that the players that have done that like and or enjoy that so much?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just because, you know, you're in the game so much that you're, you know, involved in every single pitch and every single, every single moment of the game. So I think that kind of gets addicting, you know, having to think all the time and having the importance of pitch calling and, you know, getting on sync with your pitching staff. And I think that just makes the position fun and exciting versus, you know, going out there in the field and just kind of waiting and getting the ball, you know, every once in a while and having to stay ready for that. It's kind of more fun for me, at least, to be back there and be involved in the play.
So we've seen an increase in focus on pitch framing. Is this something that kind of comes naturally to you, or is that something that you constantly need to work on?
I think it's something that you constantly work on. I mean, we do drills and stuff in the cages and hammer it out during spring training, especially now, being high up there on what they need and want catchers to do. But I've always felt pretty comfortable with my receiving and comfortable back there, and I think that working especially with Tim Cousins now, with our catching coordinator, field coordinator, and, you know, getting a lot of time and experience with guys during spring training definitely helped me with my confidence and build my receiving skills.
Your walk rate and your on-base percentage have gone up this season. Is good plate discipline something that you felt like you always had, or is that something that you're continually developing too?
It's something that, I mean, I feel I've always had it, but it's something that, you know, you can work on and develop as part of your game just like anything. But I think it's helped just getting a lot of consistent at-bat and being able to recognize pitches more has helped me get that on-base percentage up.
So you've hit right-handed pitchers pretty well this season, but in a more limited sample size, you've also hit lefties quite well. Can you describe the difference in difficulty between a release point on your side of the plate versus on the opposite side?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just easier to kind of pick out of the hand, and especially since, you know, the off-speed pitchers aren't coming right at you and breaking over the plate, it's a little bit easier to recognize them. But I don't know, I've always... Even since I was a little kid, I've always kind of, you know, seen left-handed pitchers pretty well, and it's something in baseball I think you see across the board that usually guys see the opposite arm pitchers pretty well. I think it's just, yeah, it has to do with the release point and seeing it out of their hand better.
So you've batted both leadoff and cleanup this season. What effect does that have on you mentally? And as a guy with some power, I assume that you prefer hitting in the middle of the order.
Yeah, I'm definitely more comfortable in the middle of the order. I mean, I've always valued myself as being able to get guys in and RBIs and pop one out of the park. So definitely hitting in the middle lineup is where I'm most comfortable at, and I'm not one of those guys who's going to be a burner on the base paths also. So I think that's where my game fits in better.
So when you are batting leadoff, do you change your mindset? Is it more about getting on base, or are you still kind of thinking the way that you would if you were batting in the middle of the order?
I know whenever you bat leadoff, you do have to focus on trying to get on base that inning and trying to, you know, get something started for your team. So in that sense, you try to be a little more patient with the pitches you get in order to be able to either drive them or, you know, not try to chase any pitches. But other than that, it's pretty, you're trying to take every at-bat kind of the same.
All right, Cale. Before we go here, do you have any goals or anything particular, personal goals that you have, things that you would like to accomplish this season?
I'd just like to continue to stay healthy and playing well and hopefully get some wins for the team coming up and have a second strong second half and be able to, you know, keep continuing playing in the playoffs.